We had a new combination up front for Tuesday's game, with Kaikai and Depaia playing together as the central strikers for the first time. What did you make of how that panned out?
Yeah, I thought first half it worked pretty well. I mean, you know, I try, and then we try, me and the staff, to think about what's going to give the opposition the most problems. And, you know, having looked at the first game, we thought that, you know, pace and movement would be the way to go. And, you know, you can add Chadwick and Matty Blair into that mix. And I thought the four of them, I thought their combinations at time in the first half were very good and did cause them problems. And then, you know, sometimes a team selection works and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, Matty Blair's had to be a little bit patient for his chance coming off the bench in the two games previous, but he really seemed to make quite a lot of his opportunity on Tuesday.
Well, he did better. I'm sure if you spoke to him, by his own admission, he hasn't been great since he came here. And, you know, we don't leave people on the touchlines who are playing well. You know, we've been waiting for him to show a bit of initiative and a bit of form, and felt that Tuesday was the right time for him to give himself a chance to show that.
In terms of Ian Miller, obviously we've mentioned him in terms of his comeback. He's now played two sets of 90 minutes just 4 days apart, having been out for 7 months. I suppose we can't really underestimate how well he's done with that, just to make it through the two games and to look as solid as he has. Is that a mark of just the type of player he is and the type of person he is, I suppose, as well?
Well, it's a little bit of both, and it's what experience does for you. You know, he's not a centre back that charges all over the place and heads everything and, you know, goes flying into kamikaze tackles and things like that. He's a considered performer on the pitch for us and relies on putting himself in the right position more often than not. So, you know, it probably helps in that respect. But you know, that's not said in any way to demean the effort that he's put in over the last two games to get through 290 minutes in the comfortable way that he has.
Is he all right to go for a third 90 on Friday?
I can't tell you that at this stage. It's something that we're going to have to really discuss. I don't know the answer to that.
And I suppose that's going to be much the same with your injury situation as a whole, as tends to be the case after Tuesday night games. You're only back in today, so I suppose the injury situation much as it was.
Yeah, Chidozie's available. He's trained this week, so he's definitely available for tomorrow. And I suppose you're talking about Donaldson and Dunk, and you know, they haven't trained at all, so I can't see them being involved tomorrow. But I think they're pretty close to joining with the group. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, and worth checking in as well on Issa Diallo, who we know has this long-term Achilles problem. How is he getting on?
Yeah, look, he's come through the operation fine. And he's now in rehab, which is going to take a few months. So I think we've come to a sensible decision, both with him and the football club, in that, you know, we've terminated his contract. He's going to go back to France and do his rehab. It means he can be around his family and not away from them. And obviously we've looked after him, and I think it's a sensible decision for everybody.
Yeah, it just underlines, doesn't it, how fortune plays a big part in football, because he came over here, had a really good start to his youth career.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't think any of us really expect him to play very much this season, if at all. You know, Ian's sort of timescale is the best that you can do in that situation, and that would put him April, May. And so, you know, it seems ridiculous to have him sat in a house on his own, away from his family, when he can do the same type of work back in France. And then hopefully next summer he'll be fit and well to play again.